This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Karnataka Congress Legislature Party is meeting in Bengaluru to elect its new leader to succeed the outgoing Chief Minister, Mr. Siddaramaiah. Governor Thavarchand Gehlot has already accepted the resignation of Mr. Siddaramaiah, asking him to act as a caretaker until a new incumbent is chosen. Our correspondent reports that Mr. D.K. Shivakumar is likely to be formally elected as the new leader of the Congress Legislature Party. The 136 Congress MLAs have been asked to attend the CLP meeting. President of Myanmar U Min Aung Hlaing arrived at Gaya in Bihar on a five-day visit to India. He visited the world-renowned Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya and offered prayers at the sacred Buddhist site. President Hlaing will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi this evening. Tomorrow, the Myanmar President is expected to participate in Myanmar-India Business Forum. On Monday, President U Min Aung Hlaing will hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today bid farewell to military service after receiving a ceremonial Tri-Services Guard of Honour at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. The ceremony marked the culmination of his distinguished tenure as the country's top military officer. He also laid a wreath at the war memorial.
It's a matter of great honour for me to suffer and wait with the Tri-Services Guard of Honour. I thank the three services and headquarters IDS for it. With the conclusion of the Guard of Honour, I bid farewell to my colleagues in uniform, comrades in arms forever. I laid the wreath at the War Memorial for the last time in uniform as a humble tribute to those who laid down their lives in the line of duty. This is symbolic of my transiting from uniform to a civilian life. I had a very satisfying and an excellent tenure.
Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited Loham in Surajpur in Greater Noida, which is producing sustainable critical minerals and advanced materials. Speaking to media, Mr. Vaishnaw said, lithium batteries and permanent magnets play a crucial role in several modern technologies, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi envisions that this should be manufactured in India and its technology should be developed domestically. He said, in alignment with this vision, a young startup named Loham has successfully developed a complex technology. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, carried out coordinated anti-narcotics operations in Keralam and seized substantial quantities of narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances. The Ministry of Finance said that over 24 kilograms of narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances have been seized in these operations from Kochi, Malappuram and Thiruvananthapuram under Operation Chakravyuh. The ministry added that five individuals, including key operatives involved in the trafficking networks, have been apprehended. In Bihar, seven people have been killed in separate incidents of thunderstorms, rain and lightning strikes. Three fatalities were reported in Gaya, while Aurangabad recorded two deaths. One death each has been reported from Saran and Khagaria districts. Expressing grief over the tragic incidents, Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has announced an ex gratia grant of 4 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of the deceased. The IMD has said that atmospheric conditions are becoming increasingly favourable for the southwest monsoon to reach parts of Keralam and Tamil Nadu within the next 4 to 5 days. The monsoon has further advanced into areas of the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal, as well as the Lakshadweep and Kanyakumari region. The IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Keralam and issued a yellow alert in 8 districts for today. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto lost to Japan's Sayaka Hubaro and Yuichi Shimogami in the semifinals of the Singapore Open tournament today. Meanwhile, men's doubles semifinal match is underway between Indian duo of Satvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty and South Korea's Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho. And Hindi Patrakarita Divas is being observed today. The day is celebrated every year on this day to mark the publication of Uddanda Martan, the first Hindi newspaper in India, which was launched on May 30th in 1826 from Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.